have a follow-up for Ms. Garlick.
Yes.
I apologize if I mispronounced your name.
That's right.
And I'm going to assume you did not hear the chairman earlier in the meeting mention that I no longer work for Governor McCrory.
Yes, former spokesman.
I'm going to assume that you also do not know that I was appointed to this commission long before I knew Governor McCrory.
Okay.
I worked for him, and I'm going to assume that it was not your intent to impugn the integrity of this commission, this panel, or the federal commission, that it would be open to political influence on the appointment of a member in our charge. Am I correct in that?
I would hope it would not be open to the political influence through appointment. And as I understand it from Rabbi Saltzman and Mary Frances Berry, that the role of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights is to act as a watchdog, not a lapdog, for governments, and that's their quote. I'm not trying to say anything too harsh. And to ensure that the government enforces civil rights laws fairly and even-handedly, and that this commission can act as a thorn in the side of sitting presidents and state governments, and so relationship with any particular current leader may, you know, whether that's prior or not, may sort of bring that into question. And so that was my intent in offering that information. And then just thinking about the ways that, you know, civil rights are about guaranteeing equal protection under the law, and where there's a violation, either persons are not protected by the law or their rights exist on paper but are not respected in practice. And that's what we've seen a lot from these interviews with residents, is that their rights are just not being, you know, respected in practice or protected. And so they are questioning the state leadership at this point and the gerrymandering of the districts within this state and their ability to vote the governor in or out and have their votes count, as well as those who are in the Walnut Tree neighborhoods and the other majority black neighborhoods in Stokes County that have not been annexed into the town over time, whereas the white neighborhoods have been annexed over time. And so that question comes into play in relationship to what our current state leadership is.
Okay, just so I understand.
You. Thank you so much. If you need more discussion, I don't wait forever. But one day I said, we are Latinos, and you know, in the Latino community, you respect your elders, much older than you, kids and kids. So, you use that so well. And that's the beauty of becoming older, you know? I didn't want to become older. Thank you for your gracious name. Well, we have, this is so wonderful. We are talking and investing our time in a very neutral, non-political way, very serious issues. And yet, still, we have the time to smile. Still, we haven't lost our sense of humor because we must keep moving forward together. And let's keep moving forward together to our next break for 2 minutes. After, I'll give 2:40. 2:40. 2:40, thank you.